Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Puerto Rico is without power as Hurricane Fiona barrels towards the island, bringing 80-mile-per-hour winds and the threat of up to 2 feet of rain. As NPR's Adrian Florido reports, it's the biggest threat to the island and to its still fragile power grid since the devastation of Hurricane Maria in 2017.
Puerto Rico's Governor Pedro Pierluisi announced that all of the island's 1.5 million homes and businesses had lost power as Hurricane Fiona began to move over Puerto Rico's southern coast. He said the government and the island's private utility company, Luma Energy, were working to restore the system. President Biden declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico, as did the governor. Dozens of shelters opened to house people in areas prone to flooding. Up to 25 inches of rain are expected in some parts, likely to bring devastating floods and mudslides. Some saturated mountain embankments have begun to collapse. Rivers are overflowing, and some houses have had their roofs torn off. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
The remnants of a typhoon have brought heavy rain to western Alaska this weekend, causing floods and interrupting electrical service. The British Defense Ministry said today that Russia is likely to increase its attacks on civilian targets as it suffers defeats on the battlefield. Regional governors in Ukraine say Russian shelling overnight hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened to escalate attacks in Ukraine in response to the Ukrainian counteroffensive. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Makarova, says threats are an old tactic of Putin's, that Ukraine, the U.S., and their allies should be proactive, not reactive.
Let's not worry about what Putin thinks he should do. Let's all stay the course, provide more support to Ukraine, because it's going to be much cheaper and better for the democratic world to win this war while it's still in Ukraine.
She was interviewed on ABC's This Week. World leaders are in London for tomorrow's funeral for Queen Elizabeth. British Prime Minister Liz Truss will no longer be meeting informally with President Biden at Downing Street. Villa Marks reports the two will hold a full briefing in New York on Wednesday.
Truss is meeting with a series of heads of state over the course of this weekend as hundreds of dignitaries and political leaders arrive in London for tomorrow's state funeral. On Saturday, she met with the Prime Ministers of Australia and New Zealand outside London, and Sunday she's meeting with her counterparts from Canada, Ireland and Poland, Downing Street have said. Britain remains in a state of national mourning, so the meetings are informal in nature, meaning that Truss's meeting with Biden, associated with the UN General Assembly, can be more substantial. Their policy views on issues including Ukraine are closely aligned, but the future status of Northern Ireland following Brexit could constitute a source of disagreement. For NPR News, I'm Bella Marks in London.
This is NPR News. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit the southwestern part of Taiwan today. Officials say it stranded hundreds of tourists on mountain roads and collapsed a building. It was the strongest of dozens of quakes that have shaken the island since last night. The International Monetary Fund says it will work to support Pakistan's relief and reconstruction efforts after catastrophic floods have battered parts of the country. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
The IMF's representative in Pakistan, Esther Perez Ruiz, told Reuters that she would work with the international community to support relief and reconstruction efforts. It comes as Pakistani authorities say they'll need billions of dollars to rebuild after flooding since mid-June destroyed hundreds of bridges, thousands of miles of road, and millions of homes. Pakistan has been wrestling with the IMF to release tranches of its latest bailout. Even without this latest crisis, which is expected to cause food shortages, rising fuel and food prices had already badly squeezed all but the wealthiest Pakistanis. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Policymakers at the Federal Reserve hold a two-day meeting this week. Many Wall Street analysts expect another increase in interest rates, perhaps by another 0.75 percentage point. The latest statistics on inflation showed prices rose faster than expected last month, which led to losses on Wall Street last week. This week, traders will also have new economic data on the housing market to consider. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.